driving back from the country one night. Mom and Dad at the front, the rest of us snug and tight. My kid brother grizzled for a little minute till my big sister told Jimmy better quit it all. Die. It had been a long day in the countryside, playing with the cousins on my mother's side. The sound of the radio closed our eyes, drifting across the sea. Then I fell asleep. I don't know what woke me up. Maybe a country song or a big truck passing by. But I could hear Mama and Papa talking. Papa said something and Mama began to cry. No more words than just soft songs, and my head began to throb. I just lay there playing doll, breathing slow and deep. They thought I was asleep. They thought I was asleep. Sobbing stop, and they talk for a little, but just too soft to hear. Daddy kept looking at the side of the face, one hand on the wheel, one hand stroking her hair. The headlight shining from the other way showed tears on the cheeks of Daddy's face. I prayed for Jesus to send his grace and all our souls to keep. Back then I believed. They thought I was asleep. The night was dark and deep. How I wish I was. Welcome to the stage, Dan Kelly from Queensland, also from other parts, Port Lincoln, Adelaide, Truro, various parts he grew up in. Anyway, we're going to sing a song. It's the words of this song that thousands of years old have come from the Bible, and it's a love poem. It's the book in the Bible called The Song of Solomon. And it's a poem, a love poem, talking back and forth between King Solomon and the Rose of Sharon. We don't have all night, so we're just going to give you Shaz's version tonight. It's called The Gift That Keeps On Giving.
The gift that keeps on giving, coming to my house like a wild deer at my doorway. You suddenly so close, the things that made us see the world, but rafters made of fur. The garden holds a fountain honeycomb ember. I went along the Broadway, searching for my love. I asked among the watchmen, have you seen my love? I promise not to wake him, sister. Let him sleep his time. He comforts me with apples, suckers me with wine.
Look at you, have red curly hair. Thank you.
chili red, my green eyed one. I know where you come from, and I know the place you like to run to when the hurt gets strong. Gonna get my curry down to a hole. Save your soul. God save your soul.
Good evening. Got all your photos now?
You want any more? Or you want to? Thanks, Uncle. It's all right. Exciting times.
Thanks again. Okay, can we finish with the flashes now?
Particularly that one.
Big hand for CW's Dunking and his band, we're great students. On the drum. We
the night is young, and the road is long, and the honeymoon, you and me, we got a thousand songs. Now the city light, I just can glow, and the only thing we gotta do is go.
Come round.
I'd like to introduce you to a bass player who's christened William MacDonald III. Comes from a proud clan of Scottish warriors. He's also been in several episodes of Buffy. We just call him Bill. Bill on the bass, he drives the band.
Started up his drinking, then he started fighting.
did the pretty thing. Well, she took both the kids. She said, I'm not standing by to watch you slowly die. She watched me walking out the door, out the door, out the door. She said, shut up, man. Walking in slow motion, dragging his old suitcase, walking up the stairs now. Some busker was playing echo guitar. Got up to the top, yeah. He was looking through his pockets. Some old cat was squalling. He was looking for a taxi. He had a little headache. Mobile phones hadn't been invented yet. He felt like he'd just been hit. We got a future. We know it's children. They make a picture.
It's a love song to a West Australian girl, but it's also a love song to a great West Australian songwriter, Dave Faulkner and the Hoodoo Gurus. It's our tribute to the Hoodoo Gurus. It's called Blush.
She walks by the Indian Ocean as the sun sinks in the with the country. All I want is
So far, so good.
Give us a name.
And all the young gods.
I'm gonna feel my way. I'm gonna feel my way.
Sweet God, I'm so sorry.
So we ended with a song called You're 16, You're Beautiful in Your Mind, that old song of the 50s. Ringo Starr did a great version of it in the 70s. Ringo's just released his greatest hits. I noticed recently a song there. Cold Chisel had their classic in the 80s. Yeah, You're 13, You're Beautiful in Your Mind. Now this song is none of those. This is You're 39, You're Beautiful in Your Mind.
Morning.
me. Let it thank you.
policeman down on the beach, and they lit a big fire, big old bonfire, pulled out the djembe and the guitar. On a crowded beach, in the mist and tide, I died all summer, see wildfire. At the water's edge, some nimble and free, jumping over the ripples, looking way out to sea. A man comes up from amongst the throng, takes the young boy's hand, and his hand is strong. And the child feels safe, he the child feels brave, as he's carrying those arms up and over the way. Deep water, deep water, deep water, calling him on. We'll be right back.
Don't forget about a bunch of my soul. The sweetness of the tang.
Lucas on the sound, Tyson. On the monitors, Nathan. Stage, Craig. Down in the crew at the Gulf here. Thank you all for coming along. I'm sorry if I've been spitting on some people up the front there, especially when I sing Gravy. Can't help but spit when I sing that one. So. We're going to get back C.W. Stokin and the band to help us with this last song. Please welcome back on the stage. On the trumpet, Ed Fairley, plays very fairly. Yeah, quite fairly he does. On the trombone, Conan Robinson. Son of a Robin. And on the tuba, Roz Jones. On the guitar and vocals, C.W. Stokin. It's a song you all can sing. It's got two words in the chorus.
took the highway and headed west in Melbourne. That's how I found that lady. How did you find her?
I went down. This is Eric Harndorf. I had too much food there. I got down in a bloated stupor.
Is that the Metworst? Did you have the Metworst up there?
I had the Metworst, I had the Mottworst, I had the Bitworst, and the Fatworst.
What was worse?
It was all pretty bad.
Hey, I grew up on that stuff.
I can see why they didn't grow far.
Well, I can't go around it, and I can't go through it. I can't go under it, I can't go over it. I'm scared of what I might find if I ever get behind. Stumbling block, stumbling block. Someone to come in and remove it. Or I could just chip away at it, bit by little bit. I guess I could build me a bomb and blow it up in one big kid. Stumbling block. Stumbling block. Talk to myself and make a brand new start. I gotta get my thinking straight and put the horse before the car. If I had the balls, I'd wrap this thing up in plastic and call it out. Stumbling blocks, stumbling blocks. Like, I got a problem if it's true. If you can't get rid of what's in the side of you, it's bound to destroy you. Stumbling blocks, stumbling blocks. Thank you.
Conan, Ed, Bruz.
Seen that learning cartoon where a man and a child are sitting on the sofa watching a sunset on the TV? There's a sunset out the window. Never seen that? Yeah, it's good cartoon. We argued on the channel, we chained to Paris. The barrels of this make it sweet again. By the time we got down to Leon, everything I said was wrong, and you cursed me in the rain. We split up for a while in Barcelona. We met up 6 days later in Madrid. I was hoping that the break would make things go a little better for us, and for a little while it almost did. Now I'm in a bar in Copenhagen, and I'm trying hard to forget your name, and I'm staring at the label on a bottle of Cerveza. And every fucking city feels the same. I said to call you when I got to London. A French girl told me that you left a note. I said to her, I like your accent, and she thought I sounded funny. So we ended up drinking heavily in Soho. Foolishly, I followed you to Dublin. Like a ghost, I walked the streets of Temple Bar. And all the bright young things were throwing up their Guinness in the gutters. Once I thought I saw you from afar. Now I'm in a nightclub in Helsinki, and they're playing La Vida Loca once again. And I can't believe I'm dancing to this crap, but I'm a chance here. Every fucking city sound is the same. At a cafe in the port of Amsterdam, an email from you said you'd gone to Rome. For a minute I thought maybe Fellini, La Dolce Vita, La Roma. Anyway, it sounded like you weren't alone. So I headed north till I got to Hamburg, a chilly city suits a troubled soul. But on the reefer vine, I paid a woman far too much to kick me out before I'd even reach my goal. Now I'm in a restaurant in Stockholm, and the waiter here, he wants me to know his name.
Daniel
Norbert. And I can know the sandwiches, 7 different languages. But every fucking city tastes the same. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, hasta la vista, baby. Every fucking city's just the same.
Yeah.
We were lovers once, long ago, walking through cold city streets like lovers do. We stopped inside a market, we kissed beside a store. Someone said you better move on if you're not buying at all. Then I saw the winter coat hanging on the rack. Thought about that winter coat hanging on my back. So you helped me try it on. It was just my size. Then you bought that coat for me after haggling over the price. Now when it's chilling up in these
welcome back all my boon companions back to the stage. Yeah! I'm going about my father's business.
Business. welcome Ed back to the stage on the trumpet to help us with this next song. It's a song based on the life and times of Queenie McKenzie and Robert Thomas, two of Australia's great painters. They painted up in the East Kimberleys, a place called Warman, otherwise known as Turkey Creek. They're friends for a very long time and died in the year of 1998. It's called The Battle of the Queenie and Rover. He was born on the banks of the Great Ard River, 93rd in May. His mother was black and very white. I was a pine horse breaker on the second son of Dolly O'Neill. Young queen in the bush, rough black shadow all over her hair and face. Every time the cops came round, give us a blonde dead brown skin shoes. Round them all up, take them on down. We'll be right back.
good advice never stops me from going through these things twice. I see the knives that shine, but I turn my back. Hey, that train coming up, stay right on that track.
More songs, so that's good to imagine.
Gather around people, I'll tell you a story, an empty long story about the pride. British Lord Bessie, Fizzle and Yarn, for opposite men, on opposite side. Bessie was fat, with money and muscle, beef was his business, broad was his door, and Vincent was lean, he spoke very little, he had no bank balance, hard dirt was his from big things grow. From little things, big things grow. The rich, they were working for nothing but grasses, where once they had gathered the wealth of the land. And they, the depression, got tighter and tighter. The ring is silent, we mustn't make a stand. They picked up their swags and started up walking at what it could. They set themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, but it sure got tongues talking. The back of the homestead, dead in the town. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. The vestryman said, I'll double your wages, 7 quid a week. you have in your hand. Vincent said, uh-uh, we're not talking about wages. We're staying right here till we get our land. Invest in Man Rock, invest in Man Thunder. You don't stand a chance of a cinder and stone. Vincent said, if we fall out of the rising sun, we'll make things grow. We boarded an airplane. We landed in Sydney, big city of lights. And daily he went round, softly speaking a story. He walked on the men, and more walks of life. And Vincent sat down with him, big politician.
It's a fairy tale, it's a matter of state. Let us sow down, while your people must be hungry.
Vincent said, no thanks, we don't have a way.
Come to the fence, big things grow. Come to the fence, big things grow.
Vincent and Yarrow returned in an airplane back to his country. Once more to sit down, he hit those people, let the stars keep on turning. He got friends in the south, in the same town. 8 years went by, they long years away. One day a tall stranger appeared in the land, and his name was Whitman. And he came with great ceremony. Something much more. Our power and privilege, the number of the people, we know where they stand. They stand in the wrong.
Thank you.
Prova che fai ora al signor Henderson con Young Lovers. For the young lovers, past, present, future.
Don't know what's coming.